Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, on the subject of cancer, let's go now to Detroit, where a number of retired firefighters are battling cancer without the health care they expected. The firefighters made it through the city's recent bankruptcy with their pensions pretty much intact, but they lost their health coverage. So now many of these men and women are shouldering tens of thousands of dollars in cancer-related medical bills. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
Dwayne Kelly is 64 years old. He's a retired Detroit firefighter. And on a cold, sunny morning in his living room, he's wearing a baggy gray sweatshirt from the Northwest Fellowship Church campout trip in 1998. It is roomy enough to hide the morphine pack that he wears at his hip. This is part of the situation that Kelly tries really, really hard not to get angry about.
To be honest with you, I almost feel like it's criminal, that what they've done,
This fall, Kelly was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach and liver cancer.
There is no cure. So we went through a tough time with that.
But this is not why he is angry. He's angry when his wife Ginger adds up all of the medical bills that they owe.
It's probably close to $20,000.
Wow.
And that's without our monthly payment.
Here's what she means. Ginger and Dwayne Kelly get a stipend from the city to buy health care. It's $125 a month for her and $175 a month for him. But even after that, they still end up paying $600 a month for an Obamacare plan. This whole stipend thing, this is part of Detroit's bankruptcy deal. The city stopped offering health care to all retirees. And that is not easy for any of them. But firefighting comes with a higher cancer risk. If you are a firefighter, you are twice as likely to get testicular cancer as the general population. You're more likely to get brain cancer, colon cancer, leukemia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, malignant melanoma, and you're 1.5 times more likely to get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is what Gary Schultz has.
On TV, they'll pat a firefighter on the back or a policeman on the back and say what a good job you do, and then turn around and undercut you. And again, we realize the city is strapped for money, but it's just a shame.
Just like Dwayne Kelly, Schultz was a Detroit firefighter for decades before retiring. He says he and his wife spent about $18,000 last year in medical bills and buying health care. Schultz says he still owes the hospital another $5,000. And every time he worries about those bills, he thinks about how Detroit firefighters took pay cuts for years to try to hang on to that health care and how those promises just aren't being kept.
There wasn't any options. We went into the mediation process and we knew there was only one bucket of money. What did you want to save? Pensions or health care?
This is Don Taylor. He's the president of the Retired Detroit Police and Firefighters Association, which means that he was the guy who was put in the position of having to represent all the guys like Gary and Dwayne at the negotiating table when Detroit was trying to get out of bankruptcy. We should mention here, he was up against a lot. The city had $18.5 billion in debt, and most of that was retiree pensions and health care promises. And the thing about health care is, eventually these retirees are going to hit 65 and qualify for Medicare. But Detroit requires firefighters to retire at 60. And some of them, like Gary Schultz, do it even closer to 55 because their bodies are so worn out. I mean, Detroit's fire department responds to an average 30,000 fires a year, according to the city. So there's this gap in terms of health care. And you just hope that you don't get sick in that gap. Still, Taylor says in the decision between pensions and health care lost.
Healthcare had a smaller effect in some ways than pensions because some people had an opportunity to get coverage under their spouse or other employment, where pensions affected everybody.
This is the kind of sacrifice that helped Detroit get through bankruptcy. And that is a really good thing for a lot of people. But it also means that every time a Detroit firefighter retires, he or she loses their health care. And they end up in that gap, just hoping that they are not going to be like Dwayne Kelly, that they're not going to get stage 4 cancer and have a morphine pack that they need to use every day to lessen the pain. And Kelly, for his part, is still trying really hard not to get angry about those broken promises.
And I pray that I will not think about it, that I won't go there, because it ain't going to help.
For Here and Now, I'm Kate Wells.